And right now, Coach Bob McKillop of the Wildcats joins us at courtside. And, Coach, you got that thing down to 76-73 in the last minutes, a big rally by the Wildcats. Your observations on the game?
You look at so many different plays during a game when we let the game get away in the first half. Just not plays of the average fan would see it very consequential, but incredibly consequential. Stillman White got 6 foul shots against us. And no disrespect to Stillman White, but he got those 6 foul shots because guys were not positioned where they should have been. And as a result, that's 6 points. And that kind of 6 points just kills you in a game like this. When you fight like you did, I thought our post-double was extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. I thought we did some wonderful things to get Peyton Aldrich the ball and for him to sit like he did in that first half and play 24 minutes and do what he did. Just a tough loss.
Coach, I thought you've just touched on it, but I thought your interior defense against Meeks and Hicks was really good.
Yeah, it was a combination of Will, of Peyton, of Dushan, of Nathan, and of Andrew, and they all did a very good job of it. But unfortunately, you have looks. We have great looks. Duca had 3 great looks from 3, and he comes up empty. Rusty had 2 great looks from 3. Peyton had 6 great looks from 3, and you got to make those plays. You got to when you go in 1 for 11 in those 3 situations, you got to make 2 or 3 of those things. And you make 2 or 3 of them, John, instead of 1, and now it's 6 points more for us. And I thought they got great looks and took great shots.
It was it was amazing how quickly, I think you were down 15 in the second half, how quickly you got back in the game. It took about 4 possessions, and you were right back in the game.
Yeah, our guys gave a tremendous effort. And I said that they were very well prepared. Our coaching staff did our assistant coaches did a tremendous job of getting them prepared. And our guys prepared themselves. And they were ready to win this game. There was no doubt that they were ready to win this game. And I thought we started that way. And despite the very sluggish offensive performance in the first half, I thought we were still in range, especially since Peyton had sat so many minutes. And, it's just a killer. Peyton sits because he gets that second foul on an illegal screen in which Jack made the 3. And it just a little thing, and it was just a little thing like that, it just kills us.
Yeah, a couple of those plays like that that you talked about in the first half. I thought that although North Carolina is an excellent offensive rebounding team, I thought that you battled them on the boards pretty doggone good.
Yeah, they're a superb offensive rebounding team, and they got 14 of them against us. And, I don't know how many of those led to second points, but really, really tough night for us when we fight as hard as we do, we come up empty.
Justin Jackson, Coach, from 3-point range tonight was uncommonly good.
Yeah, he was pretty special. And, he got going in that first half when he made that 3 at the buzzer, you just wish you had that one back. That was the first 3 they had for the night, first points they had for the night. We're up 7-0, and you play 27, 28 seconds of very good defense, and he's 35 feet out, and boom,
Yeah. It looked to me like they came in with the notion that they were going to pressure you.
Yeah.
And you got them out of that pretty quick.
Peyton Aldrich gives us so many different options when he can bring the ball up the court. Rusty, John Axel, Jay Watt, Keyshawn, they all give us options when they try to take the ball out of Jack's hands.
You, at the locker room, a few words with the team. What were they? What was the message to the team?
Well, I'm not in for moral victories, John. I think some people think, wow, that was a great showing. No. We lost. We lost a game that we could have won, and we played hard enough to win, and we prepared well enough to win, and we lost. So my message was, you got to fight every possession. And I particularly referenced the three times when we weren't down the court protecting the basket in transition and let Stillman White shoot six foul shots.
I thought that you took Carolina out of what they like to do more than anything, and that's run and get easy baskets at the before the defense gets back.
Yeah, they're pretty good at it.
They didn't do much of that tonight.
Nope, they're very good at it.
Well, Coach, attendance tonight, 13,178. I know you don't like losing to anybody, but it was a gutsy performance, I thought, by Davis and where they came back in the game.
Well, we competed. We really competed. And you just think about those plays. They all add up. And you don't think they're of consequence when they happen.
Right.
And then when boom. You know, there were two rebounds that we didn't get. They bounced out at the elbow. And our guys kind of like they challenged the shot and they stayed with the shooter.
Right.
And the rehearsed, simulated response technique is challenge and get. And in those two cases, if they had just taken two steps towards the basket, the ball would have bounced right into their hand. Instead, the quicker athlete was able to scoop it up. And on one case, they made a two at the rim. In the other case, they made a three at the on the arc. So those two plays at 5 points. My goodness.
Yeah.
I'm going to have nightmares about that tonight.
Okay, Coach. We thank you for coming by. Appreciate it.
John, we had a nice group of Davidson people here. They were just wonderful with their support. And I'm real proud of our guys. They fought and they fought and they fought and they prepared so darn well. Really proud. But it was a game that I wish we could have come up on the other side.
Okay, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Coach Bob McKillop talking about tonight's game won by North Carolina over his Davidson Wildcats by the score of 83-74.